Happy beautiful day. Happy beautiful day, everyone. I am just looking out my window, looking at some deer, just doing their thing with no mind energy, just doing their thing, whatever they prefer. I love it. Welcome to the Connect with Kelly show. This is where we connect, collaborate, and create together. It's change we seek. Let's be the change. I'm Kelly, your host, and I'm so excited to be here. And I'm excited you're here. Thank you for joining me, everyone, and you're now. And a special thank you to Thomas. a very special thank you to Thomas for taking such great care each and every show. Thank you, Thomas. We love you so much. BBS Radio TV, so awesome. All my listeners, all my subscribers, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're back. I've got my co-pilot, Beth, from the Alchemy School with me, and we are on the Connect with Kelly tarmac. Tray tables are stowed. Our seatbelts are fastened. Beth, are you ready to take flight?
I feel as if we're already in the air.
Yeah, little technical glitch this morning, but we are here, ready to fly. We are flying. I feel it. It's so good. And I really feel the breadcrumb song perfectly tees up what we're going to talk about today. And so the breadcrumb band for today is REM, and the song is Shiny Happy People. Such a good song. And I want to share the lyrics. They go like this. Shiny happy people laughing. Meet me in the crowd. People. People, throw your love around. Love me. Love me. Take it into town. Happy. Happy. Put it in the ground where the flowers grow. Gold and silver shine. Shiny, happy people holding hands. Shiny, happy people holding hands. Shiny, happy people laughing. Everyone around, love them, love them. Put it in your hands. Take it, take it. There's no time to cry. Happy, happy. Put it in your heart where tomorrow shines. Gold and silver shine. Shiny, happy people holding hands. Shiny, happy people holding hands. Shiny, happy people laughing. Isn't that beautiful? And those lyrics are just so amazing. So Beth and I have been talking about how the upcoming holidays are just this huge opportunity for us to share our light, to be the shiny, happy people, the bright, shining stars that we are. And to find and connect with the light within our family, our friends, our cohorts, you know, our service providers, and so on and so on. And if we're open to it, all the gatherings and events we choose to participate in are a really great chance to actually nourish our life force energy. We can actually nourish our light, and we can allow opportunities for heart-to-heart connection to happen. So Beth, this is a naturally challenging season of time for many reasons, you know, whether it be from shorter days to, oh gosh, family dynamics. I guess I kind of throw it to you here. How do you hold space for yourself? How do you nourish your spirit, you know, while you're participating in the holiday events and gatherings? How do you do that? What are some of your go-tos?
Thank you, Kelly. First, I just want to say, I love the song for today so much. I'm always so excited. Kelly doesn't share with me what the song's going to be, so I get to be excited to hear it too. And it just makes me feel so happy and sparkly because it's such a happy, sparkly song.
That's why I call you Sparky. I do. I call her Sparky. She's shiny.
I also really do love you speaking the lyrics. Our friend did this on his shows too, and Q. And I love feeling, I just love feeling into the words and hearing the melody in the background running. So anyway, thank you for that. I'm just going to take a breath here and soak it in, and then I'll answer your question.
You're welcome.
You and I have actually been having a lot of fun over the last few weeks, just sharing our own shifts that we're experiencing with our families and the inspiration we're having about these beautiful individuals that we love so much, and how we've been sharing how we both are witnessing how our abilities to uplevel out of old patterns and just be present are the we're reaping the rewards of that, and we're witnessing shifts in the people we love, and a new ease in our relationships, and then that moves into this incredible season. And I say incredible because it has a lot of energetic challenges. And so, yes, the dark days, the way I shifted all this for myself a few years ago was recognizing the challenges of just the darkness, literal darkness for those who live in northern climates, because our spirits need light. And so when we have longer nights and shorter days, we have to, I'm speak to myself, have to really prioritize taking care of my light as even more of a priority than it is in the summer and in different ways. So my own treasure hunt for the light is now really just prioritizing that. And last year I took it to another level, and for myself, prioritized a schedule of getting outside before dark every single day for even a couple of hours when it was when the days are the shortest. And it made an enormous shift in my energy level and my resilience and just my life force. So, recognizing the challenges of the shift in light has been important for me, and prioritizing command language and all of the tools I have for paying attention to my own life force and keeping it as high as I can instead of just assuming I'm going to be tired in the winter, which is what how I used to be. And then also using my new awarenesses of timelines to uplevel even more in time. By timelines, I mean getting stuck in old patterns and expectations, and paying more and more attention to what my spirit chooses in the moment, and letting go of triggers. And I used to have a hard time in the holidays because I had sadness about old memories and things. So I learned a long time ago how to do my best to elevate out of that, but that process continues to just be available to what my spirit wants to create in the moment. That was a lot of words. I don't know. Did that make
It
sense?
absolutely did. I think that's beautiful. I love the imagery of this shift into ease, into grace, and I would even add into eagerness. Like
Yes.
I'm shifting into this eagerness to the season of time. I'm not really one about the holidays so much, but just to the season of time and what it can bring, what it'll unfold. So yeah, it's beautiful how you said that. Thank you.
Thank you.
For me, I guess, probably over the course of about the last 5 years, I would say, I've kind of created a lifestyle that, by choice, that allows me to live my highest excitement and to do only what I prefer. So I don't know if this is the right way to say it. I feel like I've learned to hold some separation frequency wise from the others, from family and friends. And I just participate with what resonates, and I don't participate with what doesn't. So if it doesn't allow me to hold or grow my light. I just don't choose to participate. And interestingly, what I'm noticing is I'd say I've created a sort of pattern recognition with my family and friends. They know I only participate with what I prefer, and they allow that about me. And I feel it's just another example of how the light is growing within all of us. And with my family and friends, I love it. There's just no hurt feelings anymore. It's just this loving allowance. And for the most part, every day for me is an opportunity to nourish my spirit, to grow my light back into my body, whether it's a holiday or a, just run-of-the-mill regular old day. They're all the same to me now. So that's, I guess, an encouragement that we are in a season of time that might be challenging, but it's just another day, y'all. It's just another day, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I
Yeah.
love what you said about no hurt feelings. A few years ago, when I realized that it was my responsibility to let go of my hurt feelings, and I just
Yeah.
pulled back and just held space. I say held space. I didn't really take actions. I just held back and pulled more into my life and quit expecting invitations and expecting participation and just let go. And then over the last few years, things have just shifted to participating from my choice and from spontaneous invitations that come from love. And it's amazing.
Oh yeah, so good.
Amazing.
I love that. It's kind of like checking expectations and outcomes at the door.
Yes.
Like just don't even bring them in, because it's silly, really. And just come by your preferred choice, right?
Yes,
Yeah,
absolutely.
that's so good. In our last show, this is so good. You mentioned treasure hunt. You said that when we know what we really are, when we remember we're a spirit, just we're a spirit experiencing ourselves in a human body, that knowing can be a game changer in terms of relating with our loved ones. That when we invite a connection with the light in another person, that's how you framed it. You framed it as an opportunity, as a treasure hunt. And I just love that. It's just been, since then I've been feeling into that. Do you want to say more about that?
Well, that is I just feel that conversations with Q really helped me focus into that principle, and it just really up leveled and made things more fun and playful, which is what our spirits really are. Like, where is the playful thread of light, and where will I find it? And so now when I choose to participate in larger events, this the same principle goes for walking down the street. And when I choose to participate in larger events, it's always from my spirit feeling into it and say, is this a yes for me? And then when I go, I've already prepared that I'm going to find light and experience joy. It might be a completely different purpose than what the event was supposed to be. I'm just going because my spirit says, yes, we're going to find light here and we're going to help participate and grow the light in this beautiful world. And then I show up in that way, and it's amazing.
That's so good. Yeah, I love the
How about for you?
I love how you said, you find the playful thread, because they're everywhere. They're
Yes.
everywhere. If you're open to them, if you're just allowing them, just like you said, even if you're walking on the street, just catch somebody's eye and that glimmer and that smile, you will see the light. It's there.
Yep.
So it's fun to participate in that way, whether it's a holiday gathering or going to the store, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
For me, when I choose to go into a certain situation, that I don't know what But I know I might get some pushback on what I'm about to say, but in order for me to stay heart-centered in certain situations, I draw all of me back inside of me and shrink wrap myself before I participate in what might be considered a lower frequency experience, which I feel has actually helped me grow my light. It's and quicker because I'm continually holding my frequency and not letting it decrease. So I'm just in a, I feel like I'm in this perpetual stairstep mode of growing my light within. Sometimes I'm, zipping up the stairs. Sometimes I stop and take a quick breath. And sometimes I reach a landing and I allow myself to recalibrate and reconfigure. And then I just start going back up again, but I don't go down. I only go up. And what I know to be true is, as spirits, the spirits that we are in perfect peace in every moment. And if I'm not feeling peaceful or in that state of neutrality, then I'm most likely in mind energy, aka thinking, and or perhaps I'm in a situation that doesn't feel good to my spirit. So the more we do what we prefer, the more we have heart-centered interactions, then the more our spirit wants to experience through these bodies. Otherwise, in my experience, it kind of checks out. Part of it checks out until we're back in a neutral, peaceful space. Is that your experience?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, our spirit, yes, our spirit is here to yes, to have adventures and play, and our spirit seeks the light. And I agree about shrink wrapping, and it I know from teaching this and sharing this tool over the years that some people feel that it's they don't necessarily like the term. So the principle is to really be self-contained and strong. And so I liken it to the example of going outside on a cold day. We don't go outside naked on a cold day because we want to have an interface that enables us to stay contained. So we put on warm clothes and a coat and a hat and shoes. And so to me, shrink wrapping just means pulling my auric field in close to my body and then strengthening that container so that I can strengthen my light and hold my light, and it is it's a natural ability that we just haven't necessarily been taught. So a couple things I'll say about it that really help me is to make sure that I'm wrapped in front and in back. And in our culture, where sometimes we've been taught culturally to project out the front more in a more active mode, and it's important to also really pay attention to the back of our field and then press my light from my heart and just build my light up inside my body, all the way from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, the bottoms of the soles of my feet, and my back. And then just keep pressing the light and building up the light. And then it's just natural wherever we go when we're doing that for the light to resonate with the light. And that's that beautiful moment when you're passing someone on the street and your eyes catch and this moment of joy passes because we recognize the light in each other and all those incredible moments in family gatherings where there's just those experiences. So yeah, so shrink wrapping, really important.
That makes me so happy, just all those words. That just feels so good. I love it. I love it. Shrink wrapping's, it's protection, not in a fear-based way. It's just such a beautiful imagery of putting on a coat around our auric field. So it goes around all of us, the whole body. It's just kind of a coating, I guess, more maybe more of a, yeah. So yeah, it's, I love the strengthening and amplifying by pressing our light. It's just so yummy. I love it. Thank you for explaining that. I think that's really helpful. I hope you helped a lot of people with that.
Can I interrupt for
Nope.
just a sec? Something just
No,
dropped in.
please.
Another point that people who are new to a lot of people who are new to the understanding of why we want to have boundaries, why we want to strengthen, because we come from worlds where we don't need to. So the reassurance that when we go out in nature, we can let it all hang out. Like there's no need to shrink wrap in nature. It's because of the intensity of all the emotional energies that are bouncing around all of us all the time. When we live together, it's just a natural ability and skill. So when we go in nature, we just that's why it feels so amazing. So anyway, I just
Yeah.
wanted to add that as a principle around this.
That's really good. And I'm gonna just share a command. When I am out in nature, I do the command because I know all source energy is just beautifully surrounding me. And I command prime creation, I command my spirit to clear, balance, align, and energize all of me. All of me. And so while I'm walking through, I just feel it. It's just kind of cleansing and clearing and just bringing all of me back into me. It feels so good. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. So aren't the holidays just a really great time, I feel, to practice neutrality in all
Yes.
situations, you know, in all interactions, and I would say to have inspired conversations, to actually invite connection, and to flex our heart center muscle and find ways to nourish our light within and grow the light all around us in the midst of whatever is showing up. Because it can be, I guess in the past, you know, maybe I don't want to use a certain word, but it's not been joyful for some. So it's an opportunity to, you know, in invite those connections, those conversations. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, yeah, it sure does. Some of us were even excommunicated from our families for a little while. And so if this is an opportunity to for some of us to really up level out of all of that and not even need to talk about any of it. None of it matters. It's all in the past, right?
Exactly.
And just to be present. I have a don't ask, don't tell policy that I have come to appreciate in my family because they don't necessarily understand my work or the nature of these conversations. And it makes them actually uncomfortable. But we love to talk about our gardens and what we're cooking and what the children are doing. And so I've just pivoted the last few years to just letting go of that and finding the opportunity to connect with what we share. And it's just made everything so much easier. Just meet people where they are.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, I feel like, you know, we're kind of reaching a time in the ascension cycle. You know, back a little while back, we were, some of us, I guess I can put myself in that boat. You know, I felt like I needed to share so much information and truth, and you know, just drop the truth bombs. And I guess I'm at the point now where, you know, when we understand the characteristics of the light, you know, the light just is neutral. It just allows. It's non-reactive. There's no judgment. It doesn't argue. It doesn't counterpoint. It doesn't force or push or cajole. You know, it doesn't need anything. It doesn't need an outcome. So I feel like that's kind of a shift that we're experiencing now. And I just offer that as when you're in situations to just allow the light to be the light. And like you said, meet folks where they are and just be open to the heart resonance and curiosity to show up and just allow for those conversational openings. And you know, again, we don't need to force feed info. Just use the tools we've been given over the last few years. And I'll say it, slower is faster. Slower is
Yeah.
faster. Just it's I feel like it's an opportunity to plant seeds, not to fire hose everyone. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because
Yeah.
I like to refer, we both like to refer back to forthepeople.space for more information of the principles that we're inspired to explore. That recent article, it was November 1st, called The Black Sheep. If anyone is just interested in reading some encouragement about people who might feel like outliers in their family or in their community or in their workplace, just to recognize this principle of it's okay to be an outlier. There's actually freedom in it. It doesn't matter. We're just here to share light. And then when we find people we can have these kinds of conversations with, it's such a gift.
It really is. It feels so good, doesn't it? I feel like it's a frequency band. When we reach that point of, oh, I can connect with you, it feels so good. But at the same token, there's a lot of people that are, and it's no worse, no better. I'm not any better or worse than anybody else. It's just there's a frequency, and I might ha hold a higher frequency than others, and it's kind of like if you're expecting somebody to be at your frequency and go, or expect them to go higher, they might not be able to hear it or feel it. It's kind of like asking a person with a broken leg and a cast on to go run that marathon. It's just not going to happen because they're just not prepared or ready. So frequency is really important, but I love it. I love when you find the frequency. It just feels so good. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that.
I know
Any
we've both had, oh, I'm sorry to
go,
interrupt.
no, go
Go ahead.
ahead. I want you to, if you had anything else about
Well,
that.
we've both had a couple of experiences recently where we had that exchange of light where there was so much ease. And so I didn't know if you wanted to share one of those experiences you've recently had
Oh, okay,
with inspired conversations.
Yes, it really was. It's the this conversation I had, it's just an example, another example of how the light is increasing, and it's just increasing. It's increasing, but it's increasing in all of us across the board, which I was able to experience it in real time with a family member. And this person is someone I would say who is I'll just say highly trained in understanding the mind. I'll just say that. And this person was really affected by a very extreme experience I had recently, about a year and a half ago, an extreme experience in duality. And at the time, this person considered it a mental health crisis. And so just a few days back, we were able to hold space. He was able to hold space with love and curiosity, as opposed to coming from a space of mind energy, as I shared my experience from a spiritual perspective. And like you said, Beth, don't ask, don't tell. I was invited by this person
Exactly.
to share my insights and perspective on what this, I call it a light versus dark experience I had. And they asked questions and they listened from a place of love. So I guess my point of sharing this experience is this individual was ready for expansion. It was beautiful. The conversation was beautiful. And I felt seen, I felt heard, as they allowed for the possibility of another alternative explanation. We actually, this is so great. This is what was so beautiful about it, the whole thing. But we actually went on to talk about the light, mind energy, spirit. And get this, at the end of the conversation, they said, "Wow, what you're saying has been echoed by wisdom teachers, across the ages. You sound like Jesus." And inside I'm just chuckling. I'm like, "You have no idea." They have no I they do know I have a radio show. They're not open to listening to it at this point, but my hope is that someday they'll hear what I just shared with y'all on this show. about that experience together and really get that they're a spirit, and in the not so distant future, be open to helping others in their self-realization journey too. So yeah, it was so beautiful. Thank you for opening that up for me. It was nice to share that. How about you, Beth? I know
Well,
you've had
first,
one.
yes, I have a couple of peak experiences that happened during our Thanksgiving dinner gathering, Thanksgiving Day. I just want to say first how hearing that experience from you brings me so much joy, because this is because we're all participating when we share these experiences. Just the feeling that comes from hearing you helps heal our DNA, right?
Right.
Just acknowledging these moments when the invitation is there and then someone steps into it and experiences their own light. It's amazing. So
It is,
thank you.
and it was unforced, or it was just an
Exactly.
allowance. It's just an allowance.
Exactly. So I was reflecting on this morning on a couple of really special experiences that happened on this, I will just say, crazy day. We've reverted to an old family tradition of having a big gathering. I live in a big family and having a big gathering on Thanksgiving Day. And my sister passed a couple of years ago, and my mom passed this last year, and it's just felt special for everyone to get together. And so it was a yes for me to participate in the preparation and hosting of 25 people for a sit-down dinner indoors in the winter. And so there's a crazy element to it. And there's also like so much joy of this, of being in a family, right? So the way I prepared myself was to participate in the preparation, which is really fun. But then during the actual day, my intention is, where can I help hold the light? And the two children who there are two children in this family now, 7 years old and 11 months old, who both are amazing beings, and they make me so joyful to be around them. And they only have met once when the baby was younger, and so they were going to see each other. So I was so excited for that time. And so I want to share what happened, because I still feel it. It healed so much DNA. I don't even know how far back this light burst went. But when the 7-year-old came into the home where the 11-month-old lives, she immediately gravitated to him, and he was sitting under the table, and she started playing peekaboo with him with behind the tablecloth. And the joy that was bouncing back and forth, every time I feel this story, I get so full of joy myself that I get a little choked up even, because the joy that was going back and forth, it went on for quite a long time. And I help take care of him every week, and I know him well, and he's very joyful. And what he's doing now is looking for light. Like, where is the light? He's looking in people's eyes to see where the light is. And their eyes met, and he Like the peals of joy that came out of him as they played this game that went on and on felt like, anyway, it was so spectacular. I still feel it. So that moment, I'm still feeling the reverberations, and in my body, I can just feel how it's healing us. It's healing our lineage because they recognized each other. Oh, look, because she's as young, so she's still got more light, right? She still has so much of her light, and he saw it. It was like, oh my gosh, there you are. Here we are. Oh, this is why I came to this world. So anyway, that was worth the day of preparation, the day of the event, and the day after. That whole thing was worth that moment to me. Oh, so beautiful.
That just that's how I feel. That just it's just so much goodness. I love that. Thank you for sharing. When you shared it with me earlier, it just warms my heart, brings so much joy to my
Yes.
heart. And I just want to maybe highlight that in that context, the light knows our spirit, and spirit knows our readiness, and you can take it further, like be in interaction. Spirit knows, the spirit within us knows our readiness. So when we allow source energy to do the work, just be a conduit. There's no doing necessary. It's not our responsibility to, I don't know what word to use, to activate anyone. I love that the light burst, that imagery is just
Oh,
beautiful. That could be a whole light codes, that could be a whole show too.
exactly.
Yeah,
Exactly.
so just I guess what I'm saying is there's no right way, just the way that feels nourishing and good for each individual. You can't get it wrong. Light doesn't
Can't
get
get
it
it
wrong.
wrong. Yeah.
If something doesn't go as hoped, or go sideways, whatever, let it go. It's done in the past. Just take the opportunity to pivot, move on to the next now moment you prefer. It's a process that takes continual practice in these moments, these interactions, and some of these inspired conversations. So yeah, very, very cool. Anything else you want to add to that as I
Well,
gonna
there's one more. There was one more peak experience of that day that relates to what we're talking about, which is with a niece I have with who I have always felt really close since she was born, and we share a strong heart connection. And we she's the mom of the 7-year-old beautiful being, and I hadn't seen her for a while, and at some point she came and sat down and said, "So what's up with you?" And in that moment, so what I was reflecting on this morning was how I had to pause and take a breath, because if I'm going to speak honestly to her, I want to talk about all of this. And that's not necessary. It wasn't the place or time, right? That's what's really up with me is my work now. And it's part of the, like a bit of the don't ask, don't tell. It wasn't the right setting. So I took a breath and said, "How am I going to respond to my inside myself without lowering my energy?" And so I just spoke from my heart and said, "What I really want to know is what's up with you. Like, what is the most inspiring thing in your life right now?" And I just said it from my heart, and it unfolded with her and her sister into such a beautiful conversation, on a very like really authentic, what's she creating and where is the inspiration in her life. So it's a principle that I'm still practicing, which is answering a question with a question, because I tend to jump to information, I have in the past, and I'm learning to redirect with questions, and that's when things really can open up, an authentic question. So that was a moment when I practiced my new habit, and it really worked. Answer a question with a real question of authentic curiosity from my heart. So that was another
Yeah,
moment.
that is so good. I remember Q saying that questions are a demonstration of love.
Yes.
And when they come from our heart center, holy cow, it just can, it's an invitation for that being to just express love back. It's
Yes.
so beautiful how it works. Thank you for sharing that. So
Any
good.
others? Any others from you? Do you have any things you want to share about those tools of pivoting in the present moment when we're in relationship, whether one-on-one or in a group setting?
And nothing in experiences popping in. I'm realizing what I do is, I'm just slowing down. It's slowing down, taking a beat, and like you said, just kind of dropping into your heart. And
Yeah.
it's instantaneous, but and maybe it takes a couple seconds, you know what I'm saying, but it allows for what wants to show up, what wants to
Yeah,
come through,
exactly.
whether it's through me or through the person I'm interacting with or the group. But when we come from that space, instead of just like we're so conditioned to just answer, 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 and go into situational timelines and in the past, and oh God, the whole regurgitating the past is so uncomfortable for me now. So it's really
Yes.
hard for me to do that, but Yeah, so I guess that's it's a pivot, but it's also an opportunity to, like you said, treasure hunt and kind of treasure hunt within another individual. Yeah,
Exactly. With
it's so.
that authentic invitation, it's
Yeah.
amazing. And the pivot, the reason that going back to the very beginning of this conversation, that I'm inspired about the using this season as an opportunity for myself, because there are invitations. I have more invitations than usual. And I get to practice in the ones I'm inspired to say yes to, I get to practice all of these tools and muscles. And so that the witnessing even myself pivoting and like very quickly moving into the present moment feels fantastic. And I know you were sharing with me a new acronym that you have, something you an acronym you have for a practice of coming back into the present moment. Do you want to share that? Do you
Oh,
know what
that
I'm
was kind
talking
of a,
about?
yeah, I do. Thank you for bringing that up. Oh my gosh. Yes. So I was a few days back with an individual in an office building in a in the town I live in, and this person was in the office, and I was kind of in the, I don't know, in the lobby area where the stairs are, and there's this big picture window, and so I'm just kind of out there hanging out, waiting for the individual to come out. And I kind of told myself, wow, this is a great opportunity just to be in the now, just be in the now. What's going on? So I was just staring out the window, looking at the birds flying and the trees moving and the cars driving, the people walking around, you know, just the whole, I just took in the whole scene through this window, just perfectly present. And it just kind of came through me. It was like, just notice, observe, witness, notice, observe, witness. And it just kind of kept coming through. And it just kind of ping. Oh my gosh, the first three letters of those words are now. Oh my gosh. So now, since that time, when I you know, I've been practicing it, and I say it when I feel I'm not in the present moment, when I feel like maybe I'm in mind energy thinking or future and pasting, whatever. I just go notice, observe, witness. Notice, observe, witness, and it helps me come back to the now, and it's helping me build that platform of neutrality and peace energy and allowance and just. The curiosity and the gratitude and the wonder and the delight is just flourishing since that moment. So I don't know, maybe it's my kind of silliness, but it came through me. So I felt like, well, okay, I'm going to share it with Beth and see how she felt about it. You loved it.
I love it. I love
It's
it.
so good. Yeah.
Yes, because
So
be here
staying.
now is my favorite personal command to myself. Come on back, Beth. Be here now, because I tend to go into the future. Be here now. Come on back, Beth. Come on back. And so I love notice, observe, witness. I love the power of the be here now. Thank you.
Yeah, it's, you know, in the coming days, it's like you said, it's all about staying present. And especially when it comes to interacting with our family, it just is what it is. And I would say, you know, just it's a choice. Do we choose to stay on old timelines, or do we choose to stay in the now and create interactions we prefer? Because each choice can be an opportunity for practicing personal sovereignty and flexibility. You know, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, did you have anything you wanted to share at all about that? Staying present?
I feel complete with that.
Good.
It's I love what you said. It's just being available. And if we can, if when I can practice continually coming back, then my triggers don't get activated of, oh, that was snarky or whatever. Or, oh, I made a
Right.
mistake. Oh my gosh, I made a mistake. I didn't say the right thing or whatever. It doesn't matter. just take a breath and bring the light back because every moment is new.
So good.
Yeah.
This is also bringing up a new command I've been doing. Just I've really been enjoying getting to know my spirit and just continually being in the now, bringing more of me in the now. And it's come back in. But the command I've been saying is, I command my spirit to give me crystal clear connection and communication with the spirit of my body and the mind of my body. And I can feel the connection coming together. And it depends on the frequency band we're in, but when I'm in my own space, it's peaceful. It's been super
Yes.
peaceful. And I do the same, just come back in, come back in, come on back in, spirit. Because I know we're coming up to the time amount, but do you want to, let's see how much, just briefly kind of delve into energy hygiene. I love that. The
Yes.
post-event energy hygiene. Maybe you could just, in a brief explanation, tell us why it matters and maybe just a few practical tools we could use.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. So, as someone who is inspired to always be feeling my excitement for the future, the closure phase of an activity is the most challenging for me to remember. So, back to my days of Montessori philosophy, every activity has three phases, which is the imagination and the preparation, which is super fun. And then it's the activity itself, and then it's the closure of the activity. And that phase I can tend to forget about, which means like putting everything away. That's the hardest part for me, is cleaning up after something fun. I can just like move on. I don't always remember to bring everything back to order. So bringing things back to order in our energy field and in our personal life is a really important phase of any group event. And so it has to do with, I'll just run through a few details and then you can add anything you want to. Using command language to cut cords and clear timelines, or whatever else is necessary. I always do salt baths after group events because I have a nice bathtub and I love, and salt baths are good for cleansing. You can also just take a shower. You can drink charged water. But cleansing with water is another really good activity for clearing whatever densities were bouncing around wherever we were. Getting out into nature for sure, and using command language and just building light while outside. And then I also always reset my personal space, because I feel after I go, after I go visit family, if I go for an overnight or even just a day event, I'll feel the need when I get back into my own space to reset everything into present time. So whatever that means for you, but peace energy now in my field and in my home. So those are practices that are I find it important. And when I forget to do them, even if I feel really happy after an event, I might wake up the next day with feeling a little out of sorts or a little off balance, or I might have bad dreams or something, even if I had a great day. And it's just because I didn't like cleanse all the energetics that I may have picked up. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. I love the three phases. That was super helpful. Yeah, we kind of do skip over that. But I'm getting to the point now where I can feel it and I just need to
Yes.
I need to get back to homeostasis and clear and remove anything not authentically me or directly from source and kind of get back to the frequency that feels what's there, but just kind of yeah, just bring it back, bring it
Bring
all
it
through.
back.
Yeah. Yeah. We're unfortunately gonna have to start wrapping it up. And I just kind of wanna, share some final thoughts. I it's important for me to just in our interactions and conversations, I wanna share that for those of us that have been following Q and calling in and doing the Q&A with him. I just want to point out what a great model he is for just perfect love, perfect patience, perfect allowance. He's perfectly present in all the interactions he's in with us for whatever was showing up, whatever is showing up. He always honors our sovereignty and our divine timing of remembering of
Yes.
where we are in our process. So I just wanted to share that as a I don't know. Yeah. It's a good model that we could all use. Do you have anything that comes up as a final
You said
thought?
it perfectly. I
So
yeah,
good.
you said it perfectly too. Yes.
Yeah.
Love flows from love is who we are, and that's what he helped us feel, was just unconditional love and allowance, and that's what we can offer to each other.
Yeah. And this season of time is a great opportunity to create what we prefer. It's if we so choose, it can be a powerful time for healing and expansion. So, yeah, there's so much we could continue to say. So
Oh,
thank you, Beth.
one piece I
Go
wanted to
ahead.
add, excuse me, Kelly, because I know we're short here.
Go
I
ahead.
wanted to encourage everyone to nourish creativity. Just nourish the thread of what makes you happy, and then find opportunities for that. I wanted to add that. Thank you.
Yeah, participate through our preferences. We're spirit. Make loving choices. Just make sure you're inspired to be there. Leave when you're ready. Don't participate with the shoulds and the have-tos, all of the things, right?
Yes.
Continually be in the now. Yeah. So yes, again, thank you, Beth, for flying this beautiful flight with me. I love you so much. Thank you for joining
Thank
me.
you. Thank you. And I want to invite everyone to support Kelly's channel, because this is definitely a labor of love on her part, and your subscriptions really help support the expenses for this project.
Oh, thank you, Beth. Thank you for that. That's really great. Beth invites you to contact her for a personal discovery session and request a copy of her command language booklet. So you'll find her and that at thealchemyschool.com. And also if you're wanting tips that you can practice in real time to help make heart-centered choices in the season of time and in every now moment. I shared it. I'll just share it again. I encourage you to check out my Soar to Higher Levels of Consciousness handout. So you'll find it along with Beth's introduction to command language at the bottom of my program page at bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. So super excited to say Beth and I will be back on Saturday, December 20th at 10 a.m. Central. And we're both feeling a very strong inspirational nudge to talk about something that feels super important right now. And that is the pushback we're all experiencing as the light is increasing. I feel For the People that space already has so much great information about the characteristics of the light and of the dark. So it's our intention to invite conversation around how the dark is showing up at this point in the ascension cycle. And not to give it power or anything, but to explore the subtle and not so subtle nuances between them, and just talk about the ways to recognize the contrast as we increase our light, our frequency. So we hope you'll join us in 2 weeks. And as the topic unfolds, we hope you'll be inspired to share your experience and perspective, because collaborating helps us all navigate the terrain we're in with ease and grace in this ascension that we're experiencing. So I'm getting the gaff. I'll leave you with, I'll leave you with this quote from John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Quote, "The greater our knowledge increases, the greater our ignorance unfolds," end quote. Next up is Unstoppable Love with Lauren Hozosha. Thanks for listening, everyone. We're excited to be with you in 2 weeks. Beautiful day to
Beautiful
you all.
day, everyone. Beautiful day.